Perry Township Police say a vehicle belonging to 48-year-old Chad Poland was found in West Virginia. Wood County Sheriff's deputies found the blue 2016 Honda Accord at the Mount Wood Park volleyball area last Friday. A caller reported the vehicle had been parked in the lot for several days, the site about 30 minutes south of Marietta. Authorities said a search of the area found no signs of Poland's location. He was last seen walking away from his home in the Perry Hills Colony Apartments around 6:30 a.m. June 19th. Poland is a disabled veteran and requires medication. Anyone with information should call Perry Township Police at 330-478-5121. Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment says shareholders will vote on a proposal to take the company private. The owner and operator of the Hall of Fame Village says in a filing with the SEC, a decision will take place during a special meeting. Date is yet to be determined. Hall of Fame Resort's board of directors recommended going private. The company would merge with Omaha Merger Sub. That's a subsidiary of Industrial Realty Group owned by Stuart Lichter, who is a majority shareholder of Hall of Fame Resort. The company would become a wholly owned subsidiary of HOFV Holdings. Hall of Fame Resort failed to hold an annual shareholder meeting on time, and their stock was delisted by NASDAQ last week. Three people charged in a shooting in Alliance scheduled for arraignment in municipal court today. 29-year-old Caleb Kaiser, 25-year-old Trent Haynes Myers of Alliance, and 28-year-old Taylor Burson of Niles were arrested after the Monday afternoon incident. Following an argument at a home in the 1400 block of East Oxford Street, Kaiser accused of firing a shot inside the home. Police say he gave a bag containing the weapon, additional magazine, ammunition, and drugs to Burson. Haynes Myers reportedly had a small amount of meth in his dresser during a police search. Man is hospitalized after shooting himself with a crossbow. The Starr County Sheriff's Office says it occurred shortly before 11 Monday morning in Tuscarawas Township. The man, who is a suspect in a hit-skip crash, shot himself in the neck in the 2000 block of Manchester Avenue Northwest. North Lawrence firefighters were called to assist deputies and state troopers. None of the officers fired a shot. The man was removed from a wooded area and treated at the scene and then transported to Akron General Medical Center. A Lisbon man charged with possessing child pornography has lost his job as a substitute teacher. The Columbiana County Educational Service Center Board terminated the contract for 42-year-old John McFarland May 22nd. That was one day after he allegedly was found in possession of videos depicting children being sexually assaulted and engaging in sexual activity. McFarland was previously placed on administrative leave. His case was bound over to the grand jury. McFarland charged with felony counts of pandering obscenity and a misdemeanor count of possession of drug paraphernalia. Trial of a Wellsville man who allegedly shot a teen is slated for this fall. During hearing Monday in Columbiana County Court, the trial date set October 14th for 20-year-old Emery Childs. The final status hearing scheduled for October 1st. Childs indicted last month on charges of attempted murder, felonious assault, tampering with evidence, and inducing panic. He's accused of shooting a 15-year-old boy in the arm in Wellsville April 27th. Childs turned himself in the following day, allegedly disposed of the gun and clothing. He's being held in the county jail on $500,000 bond. Man who allegedly injured a Latonia police officer faces an additional mental evaluation. Officer John Hancock suffered a broken ankle and a head injury in an October attack. 47-year-old Randy May of the city allegedly assaulted him with a metal bar during a traffic stop. He was originally charged with felonious assault. He was indicted on a new charge of aggravated robbery last month for allegedly attempting to take the officer's service weapon. The new evaluation will determine May's state at the time of the incident. May was declared not competent to stand trial last fall and ordered to Heartland Behavioral Health in Massillon. He was restored to competency. Human remains discovered in Austintown Township are those of a Warren woman reported missing in 2008. Township police say they belong to 55-year-old Erica Thomas. She was having a mental health crisis when she was last seen in Austintown Township in October 2008. October 1st, officers responded after a piece of a skull was found on an island in Meander Reservoir off I-80. Cadaver dogs searched the area and found additional remains October 31st. Investigators say they don't know the cause of death or how the bones got to the site. Allegations of inappropriate behavior by members of the Ursuline High School football team being investigated by the school and Youngstown police. The Catholic Diocese of Youngstown confirmed the probe. According to WFMJ-TV, a spokesman for the diocese said no employee is on leave while the investigation is underway. The school says the alleged activity occurred during a field trip last month. Charges of endangering children in public intoxication were filed against a Boardman man early Sunday. Preliminary hearing was scheduled for July 22nd. WKBN-TV reports police have been called to a Todd Avenue home Saturday for an argument between an intoxicated man and the mother of his child. Officers were called back to the home for reports the man left the house with a seven-month-old. They were found less than a half mile away near Nevada Avenue and Southern Boulevard. The suspect was arraigned Tuesday in municipal court. We have the following funeral announcements. Service for 80-year-old Judy Ann Vineyard, formerly of Deerfield, Thursday at 11 o'clock. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki. Memorial service will be held September 12th at 11 a.m. for 68-year-old Kathleen M. Elliott of Streetsboro at St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery Chapel. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.